Welcome back to 88.7 Adelaide's Coast FM. In the studio with me is Mel McLaren, founder and guide of Walk Sublime, which is about walking with horses in nature. If only we could dance with horses in nature, like the song I just played. Well, you can kind of in your mind.
Yes.
Right. All right. So continuing on, in regards also to the voucher that we spoke about earlier, why would someone get this voucher as a gift for somebody?
It's a really good question. What is it that you're actually giving someone? Or if you were to choose a gift voucher for yourself, to give yourself this as a gift, what are you actually giving yourself? What you'll learn is in the first half of our session, we spend the time sharing a cup of beautiful, delicate natural tea. There's a T2 range. We sit down and we enjoy a cup of tea while we quietly observe the horses. So in the forest, for example, the horses will be by the float, eating happily from their hay nets.
Yes.
And we're going to observe them, and this is where I'm able to impart a lot of knowledge and to impart the know-how that you will then use and apply yourself when you're walking on the trail with your horse. And what you will learn is that it doesn't actually matter what happens. What matters is how you respond at the time,
yes,
or in the moment.
Yes.
So to really reflect on that and think how powerful that is, that involves trusting yourself. So in order for your horse to trust you, and this partnership is all about you providing safety for your horse on the trail, you represent the horse's safe place. Mm. In the absence of their herd. Mm. If you are going to be a point of safety and have your horse trust in you, you must first of all be able to trust in yourself. So what do I mean when I talk about trusting in myself? I'm now talking about moving into feeling and instincts and intuition and knowing by feel rather than understanding by thinking. Very, very different things. And this is extremely interesting because I am an accountant by trade. So
A numbers girl.
So I have come... Sorry, I was. Thank you. I was. I had 10 years in the corporate world, big multinationals in finance teams. So 20 years on, to be here and realize my life calling is to teach people how to tune into their intuition in order to make really good decisions for themselves and to keep themselves and their horse safe on a public trail, which is an uncontrolled environment. That is quite remarkable in terms of my own life journey and my own transformation and what I have achieved.
So you help the guest be aware of situational awareness, if you like.
Yes, situational awareness, yes, tuning into their horse. So the horse is who will be aware to the situation well before we are, long before we are.
That's
because
wonderful.
Of their superior senses to
wonderful.
Ours. All we have to do is notice. The only job that we have is to notice. And what's an example of noticing? We're looking at the horse's body language. We're looking at subtleties of the direction of their ears, their eyes and their rate of blinking, their lips, whether their lips are tense, tight, or loose and relaxed. These are examples of the types of things we're noticing. So that level of detail is what draws you into the present moment. And then the exciting part for people is when you learn the language. So you learn how to interpret what those different signs mean and how your horse is then communicating with you and how to tell, is your horse, is he or she happy in this moment? Is she starting to get a bit worried? Is there something there, perhaps a kangaroo behind that next tree that we can't see but they know is there?
They sense it.
As a common example. And then what do we do in that situation? So we have a 500 kilogram walking mating partner that his DNA says run to keep themselves alive, to survive. And we are asking them to stay calm with us, even if there is a group, a mob of kangaroos there. And if they are going to jump out in front of us, we're asking our horse to please trust us, please stay calm, and we'll just stand here and we'll observe. And when we both feel comfortable, that's when we'll proceed.
And that happens because of all the wonderful training you and your team do with the horses, presumably on a daily basis. They must have days off as well.
Yes,
where
that's
they can
true.
Frolic amongst the field.
Yes,
and
that's,
enjoy.
They have a very natural life in the paddocks
I'm
at home.
I'm so excited to have my opportunity in the new year, and I will really look forward to it. And having at one time in my younger days, coasters, when I was the owner of a different body, I was an avid horse rider. And I've had my fair share of experience, but I mention that not on purpose with a joke, but I am fully aware of when you were mentioning the signals that we look for, the position of the ears and so forth. So I thoroughly understand that. Well, coasters, it's all up to you now. If we have spiked a little bit of interest, all you need to do is look at the site, which is called Walk Sublime. Is that right, Mel?
That's right, walksublime.com.au. And if this is something that you think would make a lovely Christmas present for somebody that you love, there is the ability to order gift vouchers online with just one day left in order to get that hard copy voucher into the post. Otherwise, it'll be a print-ready soft copy voucher that you'll receive.
Then. And on that note, unfortunately, I have to say this has been, fortunately, this has been a wonderful talking session with you yet again.
Thank you, Arthur.
I would like to invite you to come back into the studio sometime after the new year, and we'll do a follow-up and talk some more about your experiences with clients and the horses. And maybe by that time I would have had mine, and we can make it all about me, because I've always been told, Arthur, it's always about you. And I love the way you're smiling at that, because it's so true.
I will see you again in 2025 and wish everyone a very Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas. We'll take that opportunity right now, because right here live in the studio with Mel, founder and guide of Walk Sublime, the time is 5 minutes before midday. So thank you, Mel. I've thoroughly enjoyed learning all about you and what you do and how you provide this service for the community. So take advantage, listeners. Have a look at the website. And if you do consider to try it, why not? And then you can let us know as well, and we can start a forum. Oh, my God, there's a new idea. The F word. The F word is usually reserved for Fridays on the breakfast show with Shiona. And anyway, all right. So thank you once again for Mel McLaren with Walk Sublime. Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed the show. A little bit of music and a little bit of wonderful information about walking with horses in nature. Walk Sublime. Mel, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Bye, Arthur.
Bye-bye.